Good afternoon, Hope College. Thank you for joining us today. This is Taylor Dunn and
Amanda Olson.
And this week on Humans of Hope, we are interviewing Hannah Ashby.
So Hannah, what's your year and your major?
I am a sophomore and I am majoring in elementary education with a focus in English language arts.
Awesome. And where are you from?
I'm from the Chicago suburb of Naperville.
Pretty cool. I know a couple of people who are from Chicago. A lot of people from Chicago obviously go to Hope. So what attracted you to Hope College?
Honestly, just the community and how everyone just is really passionate about their time here and what they're involved in. And I think just in general, the community really attracted me. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you are definitely very involved on campus. So what extracurricular activities and student organizations are you a part of?
Oh gosh. I'm a member of the Dorian sorority. I also participated in Dance Marathon this year. I was on the Hospital Relations Committee. Additionally, I am a member of the exec board of a club called Council for Exceptional Children. And we just give back to the community by planning events for adults with special needs. So yeah, that's about it.
So what are you hoping to do in the long term with your education major?
In the future, I definitely want to be an elementary school teacher, maybe middle school too, like 6th grade or 7th grade. But hopefully in the future, I could pursue a career in counseling. I'm looking to, like, get my master's and hopefully one day become a school counselor or social worker.
Do you plan to stay in the West Michigan area or go back to Illinois?
Probably not. I miss home, so I would eventually like to go back and teach maybe somewhere, like, in my school district where I went to, like, elementary, middle, and high school. Mm-hmm. So hopefully I can move back towards home and teach there. So maybe in the West Michigan area, but hopefully like somewhere in the Chicago suburbs.
And so you also mentioned that you were involved with Dorian.
Mm-hmm.
Can you speak a little bit more about that experience? What are some benefits of it? What are some cons?
Oh goodness. There are so many benefits. It's just like so cool to be a part of a sisterhood. I know that I can always, like, count on my sisters to be there in times of support and, like, times when I am happy. And it's just nice to have a reliable group on campus that will support you no matter what. And it's been great getting to know just a wide variety of girls that come from different backgrounds and different majors and things like that. And in terms of bad things, I don't really think there are many bad things. I love being a part of the organization.
Here's a kind of stereotype. How was Rush Week for you personally?
Well, Rush is a very crazy time. You know, you're just meeting so many new faces and also involved in schoolwork. So it can be tough to like manage both, but it's overall like really fun and rewarding getting to know different people.
As an education major, you've taken a lot of classes kind of with the same professors. Mm-hmm. Do you have a specific favorite professor?
Gosh, I really loved all my professors here at Hope, especially ones in the education department. But probably one of my most favorite professors would be my advisor, Dr. Tony Donk. Mm-hmm. And he's just been a huge influence in my educational career, and he's also my advisor. And I just really look up to him as an educator and as a mentor. And he just really helped me a lot with some of the educational decisions that I've made. And when I sometimes question my education decisions, I go to him and he reassures me that everything is okay, that I made the right decision. So, yeah, he is probably one of my favorite professors here at Hope.
So even though Hope is a home away from home, what is one thing that you miss about home?
Oh, I miss so many things. I really miss my family. We're all super close. I'm really close to my parents and my siblings. And so I think I just, like, really miss family time. And that, like, sounds so cheesy, but I just miss spending, like, quality time with my family, and doing, like, silly things, if it's, like, running errands or, I don't know, going to church, something like that, yeah.
So how many siblings do you have?
I have 3 siblings. I have a sister, or 2 sisters and a brother, so, yeah.
Oh, any pets?
A dog and a cat.
What are their names?
My dog's name is Yuli, and she's a black lab, and then my cat's name is Chico, and he's a black cat, so,
oh, yeah. And what does Chico mean?
Chico means claw in Japanese.
Isn't that so cool?
That's so interesting. Honestly. My dog's name is Kiki, so I just...
Oh, that's cute.
Plain as you can be. But going off of that, what was your favorite childhood snack growing up?
Oh, gosh. I like Teddy Grahams. I really like Teddy Grahams. The like ones with kind? The ones with the little chocolate chips.
Ooh,
oh, those are so good. Or probably like Goldfish, fruit roll-ups, fruit snacks, all that. Apple juice.
All the
classics.
All the classics.
Staples.
Yeah.
Are you into any TV show or like binging anything on Netflix right now?
Oh yeah. I love One Tree Hill. That will forever be like one of my favorite TV shows. But I also just finished the new TV show You, the Netflix original, and that was very scary. So
that it was a really well done show, but it does make you want to have your doors locked at night with like the shades drawn. It's like so creepy.
But
good, but so like creepy at the same time too.
Yes. It's very, and I just like I love all the like crime shows, Criminal Minds, CSI,
Forensic Files.
Stuff. Yeah.
Well, that's an oldie, that one. What is one thing that you're looking forward to next semester?
Next semester, I'm looking forward to a fresh start, new classes, new year. I'm looking forward to spending more time with my friends and getting to know them better. Going on more coffee dates. What else? I'm, like, taking more classes that, like, focus on English rather than, like, education, so I'm kind of interested to see how those are. Just getting to be more involved on campus in general.
Awesome. Well, one question we always ask everybody who we interview is, obviously, Hope has a lot of really good things, and you mentioned, like, the community and everything, but is there anything you think Hope can improve on or do differently?
The Phelps food could be better. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Could be better. Well, Phelps has their new dining hours for the rest of the semester. They cut it back from 7:30 until to like 6:30.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I probably won't use it, but I think it'll be a great opportunity for people that do get hungry during the day. So,
favorite Phelps food?
Oh, man. I'm going to have to go with... I'm going to have to go with the Atomic Rooster Wrap. That's really good.
That is so good.
Yeah.
I do love
that. Oh, yeah. It's my favorite.
What is one crazy or unknown fact about you that maybe not a lot of people know?
I don't know. I'm pretty normal, so I don't think there's, like, anything crazy about me. I can almost do the splits, if that counts.
There you go. That's all more work
I've been working on that for a while, so that's
about
it, though.
Named Joe?
I have a fish named Joe. That's pretty much the craziest thing about me.
What kind of fish is Joe?
Joe is a white betta fish, and he's beautiful.
But he has a special talent.
Joe has a special talent?
Mm-hmm.
What's the talent?
He changes colors.
Oh, yeah, Joe can change colors. He changes from, like, white to blue, so...
Mood changing fish.
Yeah.
There you go.
Who knew?
Bring back that 2009
he's a special
arcade.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Hannah, for coming on the
show. Thank you for having me.
We really appreciate it. And this has been the 6th episode of Humans at Hope. This is Amanda Olson and
Taylor Dunn.
And we will see you next week.